This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Angela Widener, Chief Operating Officer of the Maple Street Clinic. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
Angela, our topic of conversation today is a public meeting, and it's about heroin and prescription opiate addiction. And there's going to be a short film shown, The Heroin Project, coming up Tuesday, just a couple days after the airing of this program. And if you could, first off, tell us a little bit about this film that's going to be shown at 5:30 on Tuesday at the Cross Church in Carlinville.
So the film takes place not very far from us in Madison County. They have been hit hard by the heroin epidemic, and it features three families and their struggles. Each family is from a different socioeconomic class, and it just tells their stories with their children and how they overcome or how they lost their child and their lives now. The great thing about this movie, there's a lot of documentaries about heroin, is that it actually takes, you know, place right down the road from us. And these families are such big supporters and have given their lives to making sure no other family has to lose a child, that they come to almost all of these events, at least one parent does, and are able to answer questions afterwards.
The question I'd like to ask you about, the film will show these various things that you just talked about, but what are the signs or symptoms of addiction, say if someone thinks they have a problem?
I think a lot of times people think that this disease is just for teenagers or younger adults, but it's really hit the parent generation. We have 46 patients in our program, and 90% of them are between the ages of 30 and 50. So it doesn't, I think a lot of times people are just looking for teenagers, but some of the symptoms you can look at is change in behavior, wearing long sleeves in the summertime, because a lot of times when people are injecting, they're trying to cover their needle marks, things coming up missing in the house, the change in mood, like if someone's usually happy and then they're sad all the time, not wanting to leave the house, not wanting to go to public events. Those are a lot of, and then doctor hopping. A lot of times people will go from doctor to doctor to try to get pain pills when they can't get the heroin, because unfortunately that's how a lot of these start. In most of cases is they were addicted to pain pills, or, you know, they had a back injury or a surgery and they started pain pills. And then when the pain pills were cut off, they turned to heroin.
And we just recently had a drug take-back program here in Macoupin County. Matter of fact, it was held this weekend, the same airing as this program. But sometimes people can get into this. It's not even that they were setting out, say, quote, to go get opium or these pain pills. They took it or had a prescription because they had pain, or they stumbled onto it. And that can happen frequently as well.
It can. I think people underestimate how quickly you can become addicted to pain pills. There's been studies done that show that the average Caucasian woman, after 3 to 4 days, your brain can become addicted to pain pills. You can have two people right next to each other, and one of them, you know, the pain pills will make sleepy, and the other one will feel like she can clean her house from top to bottom. And so it's that feeling that, hey, I can do better, and I can work better on this, and take care of my kids better on this. And then you become addicted. But then after a while, it's not even so much that you feel better on it, that you can't function without it. The withdrawal from pain pills and heroin, opiates in general, is awful. And most people, that's why they keep using it, just so they're not sick anymore, so they're not sick, so they can function.
If, say, a family member or someone thinks someone has an addiction problem, or possibly it's someone that is realizing they have one too, but might be hesitant to go to, quote, a medical staff or something like that, what do you suggest?
I think there's a couple ways to get help. One thing is, if someone ever comes to you and says that they have a problem, it's best to not be judgmental and not be harsh. I always try to tell my staff that you never know what anyone's going through and you never know what anyone's been through. And a lot of times people want to get angry at the person who's suffering from addiction, or just don't understand why they just can't wake up and get better. That's not how it works. No one ever wakes up and says, hey, today I'm going to, you know, throw my life away and I'm become addicted to heroin. So you just need to be non-judgmental when you're listening to the person. And then if they're not willing, to, you know, call a medical doctor, they can always, you know, call the Maple Street Clinic, and we can try to help them. There's also the SAMHSA website. It's SAMHSA, and they provide a lot of resources on that website to get help. And sometimes it's just talking to one person. You know, if you can just tell one person, if you're listening to this and you think that, or you know that you're suffering from addiction, if you can just tell one person, they can call the Maple Street Clinic or SAMHSA, or, you know, even the suicide hotline, and start getting you help.
It is something that even ends up taking some people's lives and things like that, if I guess help is not gotten before they can get off of the prescription drugs or whatever they may be taking. What can they do, or what do they do if they do finally get a hold of you and they can get into some type of program that you offer?
Some people need inpatient to get started with, and so if you need help with that, we can definitely, you know, help you find an inpatient program. If you need outpatient, it's what we offer. And research has shown that medically assisted treatment along with cognitive behavior therapy is the most successful. So our program offers a medicine that helps with the withdrawal from heroin or opiates, and then it's cognitive behavior therapy. So it's all about changing the way you think and the way you handle things. It's about structure, organization, and discipline, things that some people were never taught or things that the drug takes from you. Unfortunately, in the movie The Heroin Project, one of the young men who passes away, the day after he passed away, he received a call that he had an inpatient bed in a rehab facility. There's a wait list for most inpatient facilities. Medicaid, because of the state budget cuts, no longer pays for men in Illinois, so that's a huge problem. I've had patients on the waiting list to get into inpatient rehab for 3 months, so outpatient is a great actually has more success than inpatient, because when you go to inpatient, you're gone, and then you come back and you still have the same problems. So you really need to, you know, deal with the problem where you're living at and with your daily life.
Let's go back just for a moment and talk about the short film that's coming up Tuesday night, May 2nd, 5:30 at Cross Church in Carlinville. Again, as you said, it's sort of real life, because it is done through Madison County, and I guess you would highly recommend it for anyone who may think they have a family member or friend possibly addicted.
I would recommend it for everyone in the community to watch. A lot of times people say, oh, it doesn't affect me. The heroin epidemic doesn't, but it does, because as we are fighting this epidemic, people who are addicted to heroin or opiates will do anything to get the drug. So they'll steal from our local retailers, which makes the price go up on things that you're paying for. If you have a child that's in school, the teacher can't focus on your child because they're focused on another child who probably stayed up all night making sure their parents didn't overdose, or slept in the car while their parent was driving around trying to find heroin. So this affects everyone in our community.
Angela Widener, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.